Blog Talk Radio.
Happy anniversary. He put a little time in there.
Yes. Amen. As we roll our minds into the service, I know, Sister, 11 o'clock, we went a little long for Sunday school, but we thank God for being here. Thank God for his goodness, his mercy, long-suffering toward us. Amen. Let's see if we can get some on the phone here, Sister Holmes. We thank God for each and every one. It's the sound of my voice, all those who are online. Just asking that God will continue to bless and look down upon us with favor this day as we roll our minds into the service of the Lord and know that he is able.
Hello.
Sister for service.
Hello.
Sister for service.
Okay. Oh. All right. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Shall we look to the Lord? Brief word of prayer. Just want to thank him for all that he has done for us. And all that he is doing and going to do on our behalf. And we thank him for that. Thank him for that. His grace and his mercy. Amen. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to thee once again. We want to thank you for your manifold blessings that thou hast bestowed upon us. We want to thank you for another privilege and opportunity to gather in the house of the Lord one more time. We want to thank you for all that you have done for us and all that thou art doing and going to do on our behalf. We thank you for all the saints of God who are able to be out this morning in the house of God and ask that you would continue to look down upon them with favor. Remember those who are unable to be out, dear Lord, but we thank you, Lord God, that they have called in, and there are those who are on the phone, dear Lord, listening in, dear Father, to hear the word of God. We want to say a special prayer and thank you upon Sister Holmes, dear Heavenly Father. We ask, O Lord, your blessing to be upon her, Lord God, not able to be out physically in the house of God, but Lord made sure on yesterday, Lord God, that we would call her, dear Father, so that she could be in the service this morning. Father, we ask that you would remember our dear sister. We thank you, Lord God, for her example. We thank you, Lord God, for her many years, dear Heavenly Father, of serving you, dear Heavenly Father, allowing us, Lord God, the opportunity to be able to worship with her, dear Lord, and to know, dear Heavenly Father, that she lives for you who died for all. And Lord, how she's been an example, dear Father, for many of us here in this congregation. We ask your continued blessings upon our dear sister Holmes and ask that you would be with her, dear Heavenly Father, in a special way. Likewise, remembering Sister Carol, we thank you for her, Lord God, being here this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for how you have blessed her and been with her, dear Lord, and how, Lord, likewise, she's an example, dear Heavenly Father, to those of us who are younger, dear Father, how, Lord God, she presses her way to be here in the house of the Lord, and you have blessed her, Lord God, with traveling mercies, her and Sister Regina, over the highways, Lord God, as they travel here to the house of God. We thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless Sister Carol in a mighty way, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, even for her witness, Lord God, and how she's out there, Lord God, trying to draw others to the kingdom of God. We thank you for that and ask that you would bless her, be with her, Lord, in her home. Watch over, dear Heavenly Father, in a special way, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Regina, dear Father. We know that she had a procedure this week, and we just trust, Lord God, that you have brought her through, dear Heavenly Father. We see her this morning here in the house of the Lord. We thank you for that and ask that you would bless her, Lord God. Continue to be her guide. Continue to be her direction. Continue to be the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Remember her daughter, Debbie, Lord God, who has a care, dear Heavenly Father, for her, dear Heavenly Father. We ask, Lord God, that you would look in upon Debbie in a special way, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would help her, Lord, to remember her soul too, dear Heavenly Father. We likewise ask that you remember her children, her grandchildren, Lord God, and great-grandchildren. And in a special way, dear Lord. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, and ask that you would remember, Lord, her request for those where she lives in her home, dear Heavenly Father, her community, Lord God, in which she lives in. We ask a special prayer and blessing be there, Lord, and remember, Lord God, in a special way, Brother Darnell, dear Father. Lord, likewise, we ask that you remember Brother Mann. We thank you, Lord God, that we see him this morning, and we thank you for this dear brother, Lord God, and ask that you would bless and be with him, Lord God. Thank you for his family who cares for him, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you remember his companion, Lord God, Sister Mann, in a special way, Lord God. We just thank you and praise you on behalf of Brother Mann and ask that you would continue to look down upon him with favor. Likewise, remembering all the saints who are calling in, dear Heavenly Father, who are listening in via, dear Father, the internet. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with them, Lord God, in a mighty way, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, a special prayer blessing upon Sister Sandy, Lord God, and Sister Carolyn, Lord God. Remember them, dear Father, ask that you would look down upon them with favor in their bodies, dear Heavenly Father. Strengthen them, Lord God, that, Lord God, maybe one day they may be able to come out and be in the house of the Lord. Father, we pray likewise for Brother Monty and his family, Lord God, and ask a special prayer upon them too. Likewise, dear Heavenly Father, praying that you would continue to look down upon them, Lord God. Be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Help them, Lord, one day to be able to come out, dear Heavenly Father, and worship in the house of the Lord. Thanking you, Lord God, for them, and ask that you would bless. Remember their children in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. Well, Father, we ask that you remember Sister Ruth this morning, dear Father. We ask a special prayer and blessing upon her, Lord God, and ask that you would be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her in body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless those who care for her, dear Heavenly Father, who see to it, dear Father, that she's able to get out to her appointments, dear Heavenly Father. We just pray, Lord God, that you would strengthen her in her walk with thee, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her, dear Heavenly Father, where she stands in need of. Father, we just pray this morning. Likewise, you remember all those who may be still on their way. We don't see Sister Lillian as of yet, but Lord God, we ask a special prayer upon our dear sister. We know she presses her way to be here, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Father, we ask that you would bless her, dear Heavenly Father, and be with her, Lord God. Keep her safe over the highways, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, as she's there alone in her home, Lord, we ask a special prayer and blessing upon her there, that you would watch over her, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we know she's fallen a couple times, Lord God, and so we just ask that you would bless and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Remember those she comes in contact with, dear Father. Lord, she's always out spreading the good news, always out, dear Heavenly Father, speaking to souls about being, dear Father, in the house of the Lord. And so we just ask that you would bless and be with her. Likewise, remembering Sister Webb, we don't see her as of yet, Lord God, and ask that you would remember her in a special way. Remember her family. Remember her companion, Lord God. Remember her children and grandchildren, Lord God. We pray that you would bless Sister Rev and be with her, dear Heavenly Father, on her job, dear Father. We know, Lord God, that she's asked us to pray for her co-workers. And so, Father, we lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father, this day. Ask that you would bless and be with them, Lord God. Remember others, dear Father, we haven't seen in a while, dear Father. We ask a special prayer upon Sister Kiva, Lord God, and ask that you remember her. Likewise, Sister India, Lord God, help them, Lord God, to come on out, dear Father, to be in the house of the Lord. We realize, Lord God, we all are going through something, dear Father. We realize, dear Father, the enemy is pressing us sore, dear Father, in many ways, dear Father, but help us, Lord God, not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of such is, the more we see the day approaching, but allow us to come out and be in the house of God, one with another, dear Father, encouraging each other, Lord God, to run on this race that thou hast set before us. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for all those who are here this morning and ask your continued blessing upon them, dear Father. Thank you for our children, Lord God, who are out this morning, Lord God, and ask your blessings upon them likewise, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you have been so kind and so merciful unto them. And as it was prayed earlier on today, we ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you keep our children from the snares and pitfalls of Satan and from the evilness of this day and time in which we are living, dear Father. Help them, Lord, to remember the things that they are taught here in the house of God. Help them when they go to school, dear Heavenly Father. They may see their schoolmates acting up and doing various things, but help them to remember what they've been taught, dear Heavenly Father, and how you would have for them to live. Thank you, Lord God, for our superintendent, Brother Byrene, and past, your blessings continue to be upon him, and remember his companion in a special way, and remember his children likewise. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you remember, Lord God, our ushers, Lord God, and we thank you for them and ask your continued blessings be upon them. Likewise, remembering their Heavenly Father, our finance committee, dear Father, thank you, Lord God, for how you bless, dear Father, even in the finances, Lord God, here in the congregation. We thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless. Remember, Lord God, those who are in the media room, Lord God, that bring in those that are able to hear the word of God, that reach out to them via phone, dear Father, and internet, dear Father. We thank you for Sister Melita and Brother Pierre, dear Father, as, Lord God, they work in the ministry, Lord God, and doing the work in the media office, dear Lord. We just thank you for that and ask that you would bless their Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask that you remember all the saints who call in, dear Father. We say a special prayer and blessing of Sister Ferris Day and her family, Lord God, and Sister Sanders and her family, Lord God, and Brother Bill and his family, Lord God. We pray for them and ask that you would bless, and all others who may be calling in that we don't know, dear Heavenly Father. We just ask that you would bless and get the glory, dear Father, out of our lives. Father, a special prayer this morning, dear Father, for those who are out of the ark of safety, Lord God. We ask a special prayer upon, dear Father, our lost friends, dear Father, who call in and you hear the word of God, but have not yet made that step to come to Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, dear Father, that you speak to hearts and minds today, dear Heavenly Father. Help them to know time is winding up. Father, we are sitting at October 24th, dear Father, 2021 already. Two more months of this year, dear Heavenly Father. And if you allow us to see it, dear Father, if you allow us, Lord God, to see December 31st, 2021, or even January 1, 2022, we'll be going into another year. Father, help the folks to understand that time is winding up, that now is the day of salvation, the day you hear his voice. He said, harden not your heart, and his voice is his word, and his word is going forth, and his word is looking for men and women and boys and girls to come to him, dear Father. You sent your son who died that we might live. Help them to know, dear Father, that the invitation to come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, is still open unto mankind today, dear Father. Help them, Lord God, to see that it's not about just living in sin and living this life, but it's about eternity. Where will you spend eternity? As we learned on yesterday, our brother brought to us a beautiful message, the beginning and end. And he said, in the beginning, you created all things. In the beginning, you did various things. And then, Lord God, you sent your son who died, dear Father, that he might redeem us back to God the Father. And you've given us now a new covenant, a new way, a new covenant in Jesus Christ, that we can come to him, and so that we can know for sure where our end will be. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, for those, dear Heavenly Father, who do not know you yet, to come, dear Heavenly Father, and to get to know you as their Lord and Savior. Father, we want to thank you again this morning for all that you've done for us. Thank you, Lord God, even for our police officer, Officer Todd, and ask your blessings upon him and his family, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that likewise you would remember our government, our leaders, Lord God. We pray a special prayer, Lord God, for our president. We pray for our Congress. We pray, Lord God, for all of our judicial system, Lord God, our judges, Lord God, who sit on the Supreme Court and all the courts that are in the land. We pray for them this morning and ask in the name of Jesus that thou will have thine own way, dear Father, in their lives, dear Father. Now, Father, we ask that you get the glory out of our lives. Remember the neighborhood in which we are in, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, even as we're on the parking lot, dear Father, oh, at the fourth Saturday of the month, there are those, Lord God, that are hearing your word. We pray that they will come out, dear Heavenly Father, and come to the house of God to hear the word of God. Now, we ask that you bless in the services. We thank you for Sister Blake. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing her to see another birthday.
thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for this dear sister, and ask your hand of love and mercy continue to be extended unto her. We pray, Lord God, that you would continue to bless her in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Thank you for her companion. Thank you, Lord God, for how you have blessed them, Lord God, and how they're growing together, Lord God, in thee. Father, we ask likewise that you remember Sister Mellicent as she leads the service, dear Father, the devotional service. Thank you for this dear sister, and ask that you would continue to bless her. Thank you, Lord God, oftentimes when we hear, dear Father, their prayer request from her, and she just says, I just want to thank the Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you for her and ask that you would continue to bless her. Help us all, dear Heavenly Father, to be thankful, dear Father, for what you have given unto us. Help us, Lord God, to always to be thankful, Lord God, for all the things that you've done down through the years, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we may not have all the riches in this land, but, Lord, that doesn't matter, dear Father. But, Lord, because you, Jesus told us in the Word of God, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? So we thank you, Lord God. We don't have to have the riches of this world, but we are rich in love with Jesus Christ. And Lord God, we thank you for that. Thank you, Lord God, for this beautiful plan of salvation you've given to us. Help us, Lord God, to continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of thee. And we'll be so careful this morning to give your name the praise, not forgetting those who are down there working with our children, remembering Sister Laurencine in a special way. Thank you, Lord God, for her as she works with the children, Lord God. And we thank you for her and ask that you would bless her, be with her, Lord God, give her the desires of her heart, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, we'll be so careful this morning to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, we thank you. Amen, 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 amen.
So we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 122. 122 in the worship of the Lord.
God is so good.
Yes,
122.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
He is so good.
Amen.
So much for us this past week and even yet this morning. He's been so good to us. Blessings that he's already given us. He's blessed us. Amen, amen. 22.
Amen.
God is so good. God is so good. God.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me.
He answers prayer. He has
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God. I love him so.
Amen.
Amen. Giving glory to God. Goodness.
Mm-hmm.
For his mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us. Amen. When we were out without strength, Christ died for us. Thank God. Thank God for his goodness. Again, giving him glory, honor, praise, because he is worthy. Thank God for blessing us to be here this morning. We're giving honor to Pastor Jenkins this morning and thanking God for giving her gifts to minister to God's people. Thank God for that. We give her honor, give the honor to which she is due also.
Amen.
I'm so glad to be here today. We thank God, as Pastor Jenkins prayed, thank God for service, food pantry service yesterday on the parking lot. It's even so, as I was getting out of my car this morning to come in, and I came around the back of the car, and I looked at the parking lot, and I thought, we were sitting out here yesterday hearing the word of God.
Amen.
And I just thank God for that. It's because the whole ground, everywhere, all of this property is given over to the Lord. And there's no part of this property from which the word of God cannot go forth, cannot be declared. And I thank God for, I just thank God for that. Amen. Thank God for his people, for how God, again, touches and anoints for his service, whatever that service might be. And so we just glad to be in the house of God this morning, glad to see each one of you. Amen. And to know that the Lord is here with us. Amen. We want him to just have his way in everything that is said and everything that is done.
Amen.
Our responsive reading is found in Mark, the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 12, verses 28 through 31. Mark, chapter 12, verses 28 through 31. Amen. Amen. Mark chapter 12, beginning with verse 28. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all?
And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, together. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. Praise our God. Praise our God. Amen. We realize that it takes power to obey even these commandments. It takes power, the power of God. We thank God for his word this day. We thank God. It says, hear, O Israel. And the Lord is talking to spiritual Israel now.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to spiritual Israel, those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. And that just lets us know, it says, the first is the greatest, and then the second. To God, the way of the Lord is not complicated.
No.
There is simplicity in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
people say, oh, it's hard to understand. No, the way of the Lord is very simple. If it were not so, the Lord would have told us, and the Lord would have made it so that it's understandable, and it is very understandable. Trails of transgressor is hard. Amen. We even going back to the garden, we know that the Lord God gave Adam one commandment. The Lord didn't give him something that was complicated, and all he had to do was obey. So it is today. All we have to do is obey that the Lord has shown us. Walk in the light as it shines on our pathway, and we shall be saved and preserved unto life eternal. Amen. Thank God for his word this morning. Amen. We know that God's way is also a way of promise, because the Lord has promised us that if we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, that all the other things that we need will be added unto us. And so he allows us to bring our requests to him, our needs, our burdens to him. And if we have sought his kingdom first, he's going to add to us what we need. Amen. We don't need to agonize about it. We don't need to beg and plead. The Lord knows the things that we have need of. And he's fully able to bless and supply our every need. So we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand at this time. Sister Carol.
But I didn't want to miss it because
I didn't see it without. Yes. Yes. Amen. 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 So remember Sister Carol. She's still waiting for the heating man to come and to fix her furnace. She's been without heat for a week now. So, saints, let's pray that the Lord will bless and make a way. Our dear sister, she's waiting on the Lord. She hasn't complained. She's just waiting on the Lord to bless. And so we pray that the Lord will send what is required and what is needed in order for her to have heat. Amen. And remember her much in prayer. Her family also. Other requests. Sister Smith. Amen. Amen. Sister Smith, remember our unsaved loved ones. Remember them much in prayer. Truly they need salvation. And remember her in prayer. She prays for us, and we will continue to pray for Sister Smith. Amen. Amen. Good to see Sister Lillian come in. Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. Other requests?
Sister Blake, will you remember Brother Mann?
Yes, Brother Mann. Amen. Thank God for you, Brother Mann. Good to see you. Amen. Thank God.
I want to thank God for his goodness and ask that you remember a little boy by the name of Kingston. He was born with two thumbs. Remember, he had surgery on Friday. He's doing well, but remember him much. He's 1 year old.
Amen.
And likewise, remember Brother Elton Heal, his friend. He said his triglycerides are high. So remember him. Remember his soul and body.
Amen. Amen. Remember a little boy named Kingston, a little baby boy who's 1 year old. He had surgery because he had deformity. He had two thumbs on one hand. So remember him in prayer. And also remember Brother Elton Hill, which is Sister Margie's brother, who had a friend who had high triglycerides. I believe that's along with the high cholesterol and so on, that can lead to heart attacks and strokes and things like that. So remember that friend of Brother Elton Hill much in prayer. Other requests?
Sister
Do you remember me, Sister Blake? I just truly thank the Lord for all he's done for me.
Amen. Amen. Sister Millicent, thank God for you.
And also the gentleman that, the men that worked on my steps, I remember them much in prayer about. The one still has COVID right now. The other one had it, and he's doing better. He's had his shots now, but the other one is, he's home. He's on oxygen. But just remember them much in prayer.
Amen. The man who worked on Sister Millicent's steps, who had COVID, remember them in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Maria. Sister Maria, thank you for prayers for her family, and continue to remember Brother DeAndre in body. Brother Byron.
Thank you, Lord, for being here. Keep my family in your prayers and help my wife. And she's not real sick, famous, or anything like that. She actually in a tight thyroid or something. Keep her in your prayers and help me, you know, pray that I pay more attention to keep them alive.
Amen.
Because she might try to keep them from me from worrying me what she did.
Yes.
So that's a Bible. But, you
know. Yes. Amen.
But anyhow, and likewise,
amen. Amen. God bless. Remember Brother Byron in the ministry of God as he labors in the word of God, and also remember his family much in prayer, and remember his companion Judy, who's been a little fatigued and possibly thyroid, maybe inactive thyroid or and so on. So just remember her much in prayer, and remember Brother Byron as her companion by her side. Amen. Remember them together. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for blessing Liam. We're praying much for him, knowing God is there. There's nothing too hard for God. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. And there are times when the Lord just wants us to wait, just to wait on him. Just wait on him and see. But so we say, trust him and be true and see what he will do. He'll never disappoint your soul. Amen. So we thank God. Amen.
Also, for allowing me to hear the service, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. This is Sister Holmes.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Good to hear you, Sister Holmes. Thank God for you.
Also, Sister June is online. She's been working second and third shift, and so she's listening in. She said continue to remember her and her family much in prayer. And remember her coworkers and those that she's working. She's been training others, so remember her much in prayer.
Amen.
She is online.
Amen. Remember Sister June Webb, who is online. Amen.
Amen.
She's working as pastors are working second and third shift, and so and training coworkers. So remember her much in prayer. But she is listening to the service today. Amen. As is Sister Holmes. Sister Carol. Yes.
Thank the Lord for the little. I got in my little room and stay warm and read the word, and I thank the Lord.
Amen. 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 Thank the Lord. Praise God. And Sister Carol, there's a heater here at the church as well that you could take with you. if you would like, or if need to be, if that would be a help, which will help throw a little more heat around until I'm, in the meantime, we'll be praying, because we know that in this day and time, there are lots of things that are on order from different places, and supply chain and so on, they say, is keeping things from getting through. But we know that there's nothing that can hinder God. And so we pray for God to be able to get the part, the portion of the computer through that will run your furnace. And so we thank God for that. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All general requests. Amen. We also want to remember Pastor Jenkins as she brings the word to us. Amen. Amen. After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord.
Shall we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 342? 342. I need thee every hour. 342. We'll sing verse 1 and 2, then the chorus, 3 and 4, then the chorus.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can be I need thee every hour. Say thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee, O
Lord, we need you.
Amen.
Truly, Lord, we need you every hour. Lord, in joy or in pain, dear God, we need you every hour. Lord, you know, dear God, Father, how we walk before you. Lord, we need you every hour. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for hearing our humble cry. But Lord, we need you every hour. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, our coming together and hear us, Lord, as we lift up our voices to thee, dear God, asking you, dear God, to hear from heaven, dear Father, and to answer our petitions, dear God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, dear God, for the name of Jesus. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for the love of Jesus, dear God, who redeemed us, Lord, from all of our iniquities, Lord. Amen. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your love, dear God, and forgiving us, Lord, of our sins. We thank you, dear God, for your great plan of salvation, by whom, Lord, we can have a hope beyond this world. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us. Lord, we can't thank you enough, dear Father. Lord, we don't have enough mouths, Lord. We don't have enough tongues, dear God. Lord, our lifetime is not long enough, dear God, to thank you, dear God, for all, Lord, of your benefits and your blessings to us. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, hear from heaven, dear God, and Lord, Father, that you would, Lord, receive, Lord, our praise and our worship of thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, our coming together, Lord, that you would have your way, Lord, in everything, Lord, that is said and done this day. For, Lord, we've not come, Lord, out of form or of fashion. Lord, we've not come, Lord, out of habit, but, Lord, we love you. And, Lord, we come together in your name to worship you in the beauty of holiness. And so we pray, dear God, that you would, dear God, receive, dear God, all of the glory, dear Father. For, Lord, truly you are due, dear God, everything, dear God, that what we can possibly do, dear God, to serve you. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember each request. Lord, you know those things, dear God, that we stand in need of. And we know, dear God, that you are fully able, dear God, to supply all of our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And so, Father, we come to you, Lord, bringing our requests, Lord, and believing, dear Father, that you will answer our prayers. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless Sister Holmes in a special way, dear Father. Lord, we're thankful, dear God, that she is on the phone today, dear God. And we pray, dear Father, that you would bless her. Be with her, dear God. Lord, we're so thankful, dear God, for the gladness in her heart, dear Father, being able to hear your word, at the gladness in her heart, dear Father, of being able or to worship with the saints, dear God. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, for her holy conversation and godliness, dear God, and how she's walked before you, Lord, down low these many years, dear God, being an example of believers. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless and strengthen her, dear God. For, Lord, truly she has resolved, dear God, to go with you all the way. Lord, bless her, dear God, and keep her encouraged and strengthened in thee. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Brother Mann this morning, dear Father. Lord, you saw his upraised hand, dear God. And Lord, you know, dear Father, what he stands in need of. Lord, you know, Lord, the desires of his heart. And we thank you, dear God, for his love for thee. We thank you, Lord, for his love for the church of God and for the saints of God and for the word of God, dear Father. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless and encourage his heart, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for his love, dear God, for each of the saints, Lord, and for, Lord, the gift of helps, Lord, that you have given him down through the years, dear Father. Lord, to where, Lord, he's always, dear God, been willing and wanting, dear God, to be a help, Lord, and Lord, knowing, dear God, that you had called him, dear Father, to help this one or that one, Lord. He's always, dear God, been eager, Lord, to obey your word and your leading of your spirit, dear God. Lord, to be a help, dear God, to every soul, dear God, that he came in contact with. Lord, he's all been such a help, Lord, to the widows down through the years, dear Father. Lord, how you have blessed him, dear God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for him and for his life, dear God, and for his example, dear God, of steadfastness, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless him, dear Father. Bless his companion in the name of Jesus, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would be with her, dear God, and encourage her heart, dear Father. Help her to know, Lord, that we're lifting her up to thee, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember Brother Man's children, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for them, dear God, and Lord, for the blessing that they are to him, dear Father. And pray, Lord, that you would bless them, dear God, and pray, Lord, that they would, Lord, consider Brother Man's life, dear God, and Lord, how he has lived for you, dear Father. Lord, that it would turn their thoughts, Lord, to serve you, dear God, with all of their life, dear God, with all the life, dear God, and all of the strength, dear God, that you give them, dear Father. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Sister Maria today, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you'd remember her and her family, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for blessing Liam, dear God, blessing Liam and Tatum, and Lord, how you're bringing Liam right on along, dear Father. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would continue to bless him, continue to touch him, dear God. Give him utterance, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, we know, Lord, that there were those, dear God, even in your word, Lord, where you loosed their tongue, dear God, and they were able to speak, dear God. And Lord, when they spoke, dear God, they gave you glory. And Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to do the same thing, dear God, with your people, and you're able to do the same thing with Liam. Dear God, we give you glory, dear God, for what you have already done. Lord, how you've made our hearts glad, dear Father, at the good report, dear God. And Father, we know, Lord, that you're able, dear God, to continue to bless him, dear God. Lord, we just give you glory and pray, dear God, that you would continue, dear God, to bless this little child. Lord, we've been looking to you in faith, Lord, knowing, dear God, there's nothing too hard for you, knowing, Lord, that you will do things, Lord, in your own time, dear God. And Lord, when you do it, Lord, it will all be, even as it was in the time of creation, Lord, it will be very good. And so, Lord, we're looking, Lord, for very good, Lord, to come out of you, dear God, on behalf of this dear child. Lord, we pray, dear God, you will continue to bless, Lord, touch Brother DeAndre in his body, dear God. Strengthen him, dear Father. Encourage his heart, dear God. Help him to know and feel, Lord, the love of God, dear Father. Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able to be with him. Lord, bless him on his job. Protect him, dear God. Lord, keep him, dear God, even from the pitfalls and snares of Satan and those who would try to bring even abuse, verbal abuse or persecution upon him. Lord, there's nothing, Lord, they can't touch him, dear God. Lord, as long as, Lord, your hedge and protection is around him. So, Lord, be with him, dear God. This we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Brother Byron, dear God. Thank you, Lord, for blessing him, dear God, in the ministry of your word, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for the work, for the message, Lord, that you gave him even on yesterday, dear God. Pray, dear God, that you would continue to bless him, dear God. Lord, as he breaks open and breaks down the word of God, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue, Lord, to do with him as you will, dear God, as he submitted himself into your service, dear God. Pray, dear God, that you would just bless him and keep him encouraged. Remember his companion in a very special way, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to bless her, dear God. We pray, Lord, you bless her and be merciful unto her, dear God. Lord, those things that she has need of in her body, dear Father, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would bless her, dear God. Lord, we know, dear Father, that you're able, dear God, and so we pray, dear God, that you would come to her rescue, both soul, body, mind, and spirit. And Lord, remember Brother Byron's request, dear God. Lord, he asked, Lord, that you would help him, Lord, to be mindful, in his word, to be more mindful, dear God, Lord, of the things his companion is going through, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able, dear God, to give him discernment, dear Father. Lord, that he might be a help, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, that she does not want to worry him, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that, Lord, you put them together, dear God. Lord, you said that they would be one flesh. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help her, Lord, to submit, Lord, to the help of Brother Byron, dear God. Even, Lord, as he submitted, Lord, to her help, dear God, when he was afflicted. Lord, help her, Lord, to receive, Lord, that help at his hand. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to help husbands and wives to be gracious one to another, dear God, and to submit themselves one to another, even to receive help, dear God, the help that comes from thee. And so, Lord, we ask, dear God, that you would bless them together in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Sister Smith, dear God, her request, Lord, for our unsaved loved ones, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. Help them to know, dear God, that we're praying for them, dear Father. Lord, Father, we know, Lord, they may stay in sin, dear God, for a long time, dear God, but they can't. They die, dear God, where you are, they cannot come. And so, Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. Lord, if they have heard a word, even just a little bit of word, dear God, just a little bit of the gospel, Lord, if they take that in faith, dear God, it will be enough, Lord, to bring them to thee. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would draw them, Lord, with cords of love, dear Father, Lord, that they might be saved, Lord, while there is yet time. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Sister Carol. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless her. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would provide, Lord, for her needs, dear God. Lord, right now, dear God, even as the weather's getting cooler, dear God, Lord, as you're sending the cooler weather, dear God, Lord, she needs to have some heating, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, Lord, that you would make it possible, dear Lord, that whatever part or mechanical is needed, dear God, for the repair of her furnace, Lord, that you would provide it, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that there's supply chains and there are things that are back, but Lord, you can work and no man can hinder. And so, Father, we're praying in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would remove any hindrances, dear God, that to the repair of her furnace, dear God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for having kept her, dear Father, even in this past week, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, and make a way, dear Father. Lord, that if there is still a delay, dear God, in the part, Lord, that there would be a way, dear Father. Lord, that we as the family of God can come together, dear God, to see that even if it's space heaters, dear God, whatever it is, dear God, that our dear sister, Lord, might be warm, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you just bless her, dear God, for truly we love her, dear God. And Lord, we know that you love her too, dear God. And we know, Lord, that you're going to pour out a blessing, dear God, on her behalf because you have done it in the past, dear God. And Lord, you've said, I am the Lord, I change not. And so, Lord, we know, Lord, that your love for her has not diminished in any way. And Lord, we know, dear God, that you're going to provide. And so, Lord, we submit it into your hands, dear God, knowing, dear God, out of your great love, Lord, you're going to lift her up, dear Father. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you remember Sister Webb in a special way, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would be with her, Lord. Give her the strength, dear God, even as she's working second and third shifts, dear Father. We realize, dear God, that this can be difficult, dear God, even on the body. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would bless her, increase her strength, dear God. Give her, fortify her body, dear God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that she's listening even today, dear God, to your word. We thank you, Lord, for the love that she has for your eternal word. And we pray, dear God, that you would just bless her and encourage her heart, dear God. Lord, bless her family in the name of Jesus. Bless her companion in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help her, Lord, to be an example of believers to her family, Lord, to her co-workers, even to those that she is training, dear God. Lord, that they would be able to see her holy conversation and godliness and know that this is a woman of God. Lord, and even that they might ask her the question, Lord, that was asked of Brother Byron by the man that he came in contact with, who asked Brother Byron, what church do you go to? Lord, even that Sister Webb, Lord, would be an example, and that someone, one of her co-workers or those that she is training, would ask her, what church do you go to or who do you serve? Lord, we know, Lord, that Sister Webb is going to lift you up, dear God, and let them know the kind of God that she serves. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you just bless and anoint, dear God, Sister Webb, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, dear God, that Sister Lillian is here today, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, that you have blessed her, dear God, in her body, Lord, dear Father, and given her the strength that she stands in need of, dear God. Lord, that you're providing for her needs each and every day, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to be with her, Bless her, dear God.
Amen.
Give her all that she stands in need of, dear God. And we know, Lord, she's going to give you the glory, dear God. And all of the praise shall be thine. Lord, there are those even in her neighborhood, Lord, who have taken note, dear God, Lord, of that she goes to church. And they know when she goes to church, dear Father. They'll ask, dear God, even the little JoJo and other little ones who have come to church with her. And they'll ask, dear God, if one of the little ones came to church with her on a particular Sunday. Lord, how she has invited different ones, dear Father, to come with her. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless Sister Lillian, dear God. Help her, dear God. Lord, even, Lord, to let others know, dear God, that there is a true congregation of the Church of God that is here, Lord. And they, if they come, Lord, with her, they will hear the truth. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would bless Sister Lillian, dear God. This we ask and pray of thee, Lord. Protect her, dear God, even in her home, dear Father. And, Lord, give her the wisdom, dear Father, that she stands in need of, Lord, even, Lord, as she is an ambassador of thee, Lord, even in her neighborhood. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to have your way. Remember Sister Regina in a special way. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for her. We know, Lord, that the other week, Lord, she made a request, dear God, for the procedure she's going to have, dear Father. And, Lord, we know, dear, we prayed for her, dear God. And so we know, Lord, that you went with her with it, dear Father. And so we thank you, Lord, to see her here today. And pray, Lord, you continue touch upon her. Pray, Lord, you continue strength upon her, dear Father. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you're able, Lord, to keep her. You've kept her in the past, dear Father. As we said, Lord, you have not changed. And so, Lord, we're looking to you, dear God. Lord, have your way, dear God. Remember Brother Jackson in a special way, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for him, dear God. Lord, for his life, dear Father. Remember him in his neighborhood, dear God. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, even among his neighbors, Lord, that they might know that this is a man of God, dear God, who's living in their midst. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just continue to have your way, dear God, in Brother Jackson, and use him according to your will, dear Father. Lord, remember Sister Millicent in a special way, and remember her request, dear Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we beg of thee, dear God. Lord, just continue, Lord, to bless in her life, dear Father. Lord, remember Zaria in a special way, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would bless her, Lord, as she comes to our minds often, dear Father. Lord, all the saints, Lord, we miss her, dear God. Help her, dear God, to know, Lord, that we're still praying for her. Lord, continue to remember the request that Pastor Jenkins brought, dear God, even for the little one-year-old, dear God, who had surgery, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able to bless that little baby, dear Father. So we pray, Lord, you would bless that child, even after having had surgery on his hand, dear God, on his thumb, dear Father. Lord, you know all about this child, and you're able to bless, and you're able to heal. This we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, just continue to have your way, Lord. All the other requests, dear Father, that have been made, Lord, you know all about them, dear God. And we know, Lord, that you're fully able, Lord, to supply. Have your way, Lord, and anoint in this service. Anoint Pastor Jenkins, Lord, for the preaching of your eternal word, dear God. Lord, truly we know, dear God, that it will be food for our souls, dear God. Lord, it is medicine, dear God, for us, dear Father. Lord, for the healing, dear God, of the nation, dear God. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way in Pastor Jenkins, dear God. And, Lord, that she might minister, dear God, to us. And, Lord, that she might, dear Father, and just have liberty in the spirit, dear God. And, Lord, that she might redeem even her own soul, dear God. Lord, for the word that you have given to her. Lord, to have your way and make us a blessing. And truly, Lord, we give you glory and praise. In the name of Christ Jesus, we ask it. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Lord,
For you to lift the morning offering. This is the fourth Sunday of the month, so the special offering for today is for missionary. And we may place that offering in the center plate. Our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. And Sister Millicent has asked that she request she forgot to submit for Miss Betty, whose blood pressure is up. And so we'll remember her in prayer at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for blessing, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for hearing in the past, and we thank you, Lord, for even hearing now. Amen. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, even as we've come before you, dear God, Lord, to bring in our tithes and offerings into the storehouse. But, Lord, we also, Lord, want to bring to you Miss Betty, dear God, who's been suffering with high blood pressure, dear Father. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would touch her body. Lord, we know, dear God, that there are symptoms that we can have, dear God, when our blood pressure is up, dear Father. And then beyond that, dear God, other things can happen, dear Father. So, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would touch her body. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would instruct her, dear Father. We know, dear God, there are times, Lord, that the things that we can eat, dear Father, that would cause our blood pressure, dear God, to be elevated. And so, Lord, if there's something, dear God, that she is doing that is the cause of it, dear Father, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would show her, dear Lord, what she must do, dear God, in order to be a help even to her own body, dear Father. But, Lord, if we also know there are times, Lord, when the blood pressure goes up and there's just no reason, it just does. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would bless and give her a touch, dear God. Lord, help her to know, Lord, that the saints are praying for her, dear God. Lord, we are also praying, dear God, that when it is possible, Lord, that she would be present, dear God, in the service, dear God, knowing, dear Father, that Lord, by your mercy, Lord, that she and we are not consumed, dear God, for your compassions fail not. And so, Lord, we're asking, Lord, for your compassion, dear Father, to be poured out on Miss Betty, dear God, and help her, dear God, to know, dear God, that the saints are praying for her, dear God, and praying, Lord, that her blood pressure would be lowered. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive, Lord, these offerings, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would use them to your glory and to your honor, dear God. Lord, that the kingdom of God, dear Father, might remain, dear God, and that others might be brought into it, dear God, according to our labors. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Have we any hope within us of a life beyond the grave in a fair eternal land? Do we know that when our earthly health by death shall be dissolved, we will have not made with hands? We within our souls, brighter than the perfect day. God has given us the Spirit, and we want the world to hear it. Heart us away. Blessed hope we have within us is an anchor to the soul. It is fast and fast and sure. It is founded on the promises of Father's written word, and will evermore endure. We have a hope within our souls, brighter than the perfect day. Lord, has given us His Spirit, and we want the world to hear it all. Since we've walked the straight and narrow way, our path has ever shown brighter, brighter day by day. Hope within our hearts assures us it is better for their own. It is brighter all the way. We have a hope within our souls, brighter than the perfect day. God has given us the Spirit, and we want the world to hear it. All our doubts are passed away. Life will end with joyful singing. I have fought a faithful fight. shall take their happy flight to possess our starry crown. We have a hope within our soul, brighter than the perfect day. God has given us the spirit, and he wants the world to hear it all enough.
In our soul, brighter than the perfect day. God has given us his spirit, and he wants the world to hear our doubt, our pass away.
Amen, amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Everybody will be happy over
there's a happy land of promise over in the great beyond, where the favor of the glory share, where the souls of men shall enter and live on forevermore. Everybody will be happy over there.
Everybody
will be happy. Over there.
We will shout and say and sing the giver, and
everybody will be happy over there. Mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers will be singing round the throne in that land where no one ever knows or cares. And the Christians of all ages will join in the triumph song. Everybody will be happy over there.
Oh,
everybody will be happy over there.
Oh, we will shout and sing the day of ages, ages, ages.
Everybody will be happy over there. We will hear nobody praying and no mourning in that land. For the burden there will be for us to bear. All the people will be singing glory, glory to the land. Everybody will be happy over there.
Oh, everybody,
everybody will be happy. Over there,
oh, we will shout and praise the favor of ages.
Everybody will be happy over there. There will be no mountain sailors, and we'll keep the sun at grace, and the world is to that land so bright and fair. We will praise his name forever as we look upon his face. Everybody will be happy over there.
Oh, everybody will be happy over there. Oh, we will shout and praise his never ending ages.
Everybody will be happy over there.
Everybody will be happy over there. Oh, we will shout and sing his praises to the never-ending ranges.
Everybody will be happy over there.
Oh, every. everybody,
everybody will be happy,
Lord, that are good for our souls, dear Father.
Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able, dear God, to minister to us out of your word. We know, Lord, that your word, dear God, is able to heal a sin-sick soul. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, Lord, if there are any, Lord, who are listening who don't know you in the free pardon of their sins, Lord, we're asking, dear God, for you to speak to their hearts, Lord, through your spirit and through your word, Lord, that they might be rescued, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that there is salvation in thee. There is salvation to be found in your word. And so, Lord, we're asking, dear God, for you to give Pastor Jenkins utterance, dear God, Lord, that she might, Lord, speak the words that will bring redemption to souls and hearts and minds in the name of Jesus. Lord, speak to our hearts, dear God, that we would receive your word, dear Father. Lord, that we might be able, Lord, to feed upon it. Lord, that we may be fed and flourishing in thee and in your righteousness, dear God. And Lord, that we might have, Lord, of your word to share with some soul, Lord, that you bring upon our path. Have your way, Lord, in everything that is said and done, and you shall receive glory. And you shall receive praise for it all. This we ask in the name of your dear son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Amen. Amen.
Good afternoon.
Amen.
Giving glory and honor to God.
Lord.
Truly we thank the Lord for being in the house of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I've received already from the Lord being here this day. Thank God for his presence filled, his spirit. Thank God for you, Sister Blake, giving honor to you and to this congregation, my companion. Thank God for all the saints of God, your prayers, and those who are listening in. We thank God for you likewise, that you call in and listen to hear the word of God, and we thank God for that. In our hearing this morning, we read Mark, the 12th chapter, 28 through 31. Also, the Spirit is bringing to me, I want to thank our dear brethren.
Amen.
Well, they came out with that bass today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Brother Levester and Brother Jackson, Brother Reggie, we thank God for you. One would know after we were practicing. Amen. But thank God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. In our hearing, we read Mark 12, 28 through 31. We thank God for the reading of his word. And we would like to go to Jeremiah, the 24th chapter, verse 7, to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. I trust you have your Bibles and a writing instrument. To the young people, I ask that you get out something to write down the scriptures. The house of God is no place to come to sleep. Sleeping is at home. We come to hear from the Lord. This is for all of our souls, not just for those who are old and you think are ready to die, but there are those who are younger dying today. I saw something this morning that flashed by on my phone that said, you know, Buckeye Nation is mourning the loss of one of their former players. He played in the 2002 maybe, you know, world championship or championship football game. He died at the age of 41 from COVID. So don't think it's just old folks who are in their 70s, 80s, and 90s dying. A lot of folks are dying today. A lot of people are going into eternity. And it's a sobering effect or a sobering thought. As Brother preached on yesterday,
That's right.
We got to know, we've got a beginning. We don't know when the end is, but we haven't died yet. But oh, my. God gives us an opportunity to make sure we get things right during this time he has given us. Jeremiah 24, Lord bless, verse 7. And I will give them an heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people. And I will be their God, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject, a renovated heart and mind. A renovated heart and mind. As has been said, I thank the Lord for the message on yesterday at the food pantry. Brother Byrene spoke on beginning and end in relationship to how we run this race from the time we are born into this world until the end. At this time, all of us that are under the sound of my voice have not finished our race. However, God has given each and every one of us the time that we have to make sure that we finish well. Amen. I thought of the Apostle Paul, as brother was preaching to us on yesterday, in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, in verse 6, where he said, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." He said, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." You see, Paul was confident. He had endured to the end. And he was finished. And he had finished well. But sadly, in verse 10 of this same scripture, "Behold, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia." You see, Demas had ministered right along with Paul. He had endured, and but he didn't finish the race that was set before him. You see, Paul finished, as he was saying here in the Word of God, and Demas deserted the work of the Lord and was never heard of again. We don't know what happened to him. The Word of God doesn't say. We don't know if he ever repented. But the scripture ends with the fact that Demas, in love with his present world, has deserted me. As brother said to us on yesterday, and Sister Blake prayed, "Saints of God, let us not start fast and end lost. But let us go all the way to the finish line and finish well in Christ Jesus, so that we may have a right to the tree of life and enter in through the gates unto the city." Praise our God for a beautiful message on yesterday. You see, in order for us to have a right relationship with Christ and to make sure that we are able to enter in through the gates into the city, a change must take place in our heart and in our mind. You see, our rebirth experience did not come just to save our souls from hell, but it provided for us freedom from a life of sin. Oh, my, my, my. We're living in a time right now where many need a mindset change, where many need to know that when you say that you are living for Almighty God, and you say that you're a new creature in him, that there is a change that has come over you. We are told these words in 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, verse 16. "For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." You see, our new mind is filled with peace and joy in the Lord. Our thoughts and our intentions are now all aligned with heaven in view. In Romans, the 8th chapter, the Apostle Paul made it very clear. He made a clear distinction between two different minds. He said one being a spiritual mind and the second being a fleshly mind. Let us look at what he says there in Romans, that 8th chapter, beginning with that 5th verse. He said, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." He went on to say to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Oh, saints of God, it is impossible to say that we have a spiritual mind and continue to live after the fleshly one. Before God came into our lives, yes, we all walked after the course of this old world. Our minds were on the things of this old world. But after we experienced God's saving power in our lives, things are different now. Praise be to Almighty God. A transformation has occurred in our lives, not only in our minds, but also in our hearts too. You see, in our scripture reading this morning, one of the scribes asked Jesus this question. Turn with me there for a moment to Mark the 12th chapter and look at what the scribe asked Jesus Christ. He asked him, which is the first commandment? He went on to ask him, he said, the commandment of all. In verse 29, it says, and Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is here, O Israel. And as Sister Blake broke it down, he was speaking to spiritual Israel at this time, because we are now in the New Testament, the new gospel of Jesus Christ. He went on to say there, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God, he said, with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. You think about it, saints of God. He said, we shall love thy God with all our heart. How many have all of our heart in with Almighty God? God is not looking for a half-hearted servant or a half-hearted saint of God, but he is looking for one who has given him their all of their heart, all of their soul, with all of their mind. You see, when you come to God, you're bringing the whole package to Almighty God. When you come to an altar and ask God to forgive you, you don't ask him to half forgive you, but you ask him to forgive you of all your sins. Therefore, that's why we've got to present our body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Because when you came to him, you said, Lord, I'm giving you all. I'm giving you my heart. I'm giving you my mind. I'm giving you my soul. I need you to transform me from the old man and to the new man in Christ Jesus. How many know what I'm talking about? You see, God can work with you if you still have half your heart out in the world and half of it in God, and half your mind in the world and have your mind on Jesus Christ. You've got to give God all or none this afternoon. Praise our God. Praise our God. I believe that's why so many can't live for the Lord today, because they're trying to half-step it.
Amen.
You can't half-step it with God. You're all either all in with God or you're all out. You can't try to pretend you're saved, but you got to be saved all the way around. You got to come to God and give it all. You lay your all on the altar of sacrifice, praise. Praise our God. I know what I'm talking about, saints of God, because when I came to the Lord, I gave him my all. I've been running for the Lord now over 30-some years, and this is not patting myself on the back, but by the grace of God, I am able to run for the Lord just like you are. Many of our older saints have been running for God for 50-odd years or better, and they are still living for the Lord. Why? Because when they came and gave their lives to the Lord, they knew that it was a sacred thing. They knew that it was a serious thing. It wasn't a game that they were playing, but they were coming to Almighty God and saying, live or die, I am the Lord. Have you settled it that way this afternoon, that you are all for Almighty God? You see, the world will have you out there running and chasing after everything that is going on, and the world will tell you, oh, it's okay if you can just sin a little and dip your toe over here in sin, God will forgive you because God has grace. Oh, yeah, we live under grace, but that's not what God's grace is intended for. Praise be to God. We are to live righteously and soberly in this present world, and that's what God expects from children of God. Praise our God. That's why in our scripture reading this morning, Jesus was letting us to know just how important our heart is. You see, our heart is more important and vital than we give it credit. Physically, it pumps life into every organ and tissue in our body. And we thank God for, because if you didn't have a heart to pump, then we would be dead today. Spiritually, it does the same thing to every area of our spiritual life. You see, the most vital and central part to the success of every one of us is found in our heart. Jesus stated that it is the fruit of life that comes from our heart. Turn with me to Matthew, the 15th chapter, and look at what Jesus says there in that 18th verse. He said, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile a man. You see, evil speaking comes from an evil heart.
Yes.
If you tell me, Sister Renee, I'm now a child of God, then you don't have no evil speaking coming out of your mouth.
Amen.
You don't have curse words and swearing and all the things that are not of God coming out of your mouth. That was the old man. If that was your old life and you're still doing it today and you claim to be a child of God, then you need to come back to an altar of prayer and ask God to forgive you. He goes on to say here, for out of the heart proceed of evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. Proverbs 4:23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You see, we must guard what we take into our hearts. We've got to monitor our responses so that we don't allow things to take root in us that are not of Christ Jesus. Jesus in Luke, the 6th chapter, turn with me there for a moment. He exposes two conditions of the heart. He speaks about the good and the evil. Look at what he says there in verse 45 of Luke, the 6th chapter. He said, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bring it forth that which is good. Praise our God. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, bring it forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. My, my, my. You see, good treasure would be those things that exhibit peace, kindness, self-control, love, a desire for Jesus Christ, a desire to be obedient to his word, a desire to live righteously. You see, when you have a good heart, you desire to be surrendered and submitted to the things of Almighty God. You submit to his will and his purpose. But on the other hand, an evil treasure is the opposite. You see, out of the evil treasure, one exhibits unbelief. They are easily wounded. They become offended by things, unable to forgive, cursing, swearing. Various things are coming out of them. They're unable to surrender to Almighty God and his will and his purpose. You see, this is why it's important for us to examine our hearts. We've all heard the saying, trust your heart. And we probably have said this before ourselves. But the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 17, verse 9, that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You see, without Jesus, the heart is deceitful and not just wicked, but desperately, meaning it's badly, greatly, dreadfully. Oh, my, 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 wicked. Can you think about that, saints? Well, that's what we used to be when we were out there in the world. But now that we're in Jesus Christ, we don't have a deceitful or a desperately wicked heart, but we have the heart of Jesus Christ. You see, this is why there's so much evil going on in our land right now today. Mankind's heart is hardened to the things of God. Sin is running rampant in our society. If you think for one moment, those that are out there in sin, that you are smarter than the devil and his imps, the Holy Spirit of God wants you to know that sin will take you further than you want to go, and it will keep you longer than you want to stay.
Amen.
And when sin is finished with you, it will bring forth death. The Word of God tells us that. Just look around. People are committing crimes that they never thought that they would. That young man took and killed that young girl. And then his life was hunted down like a wild animal until the devil convinced him to do what? To take his own life. That's just how the devil works. If you are listening to this message this afternoon and you think that you can outsmart or outwit the devil, remember the devil, the Word of God says, is a spirit. My Bible tells me in order for us to be able to stand against the wiles or the tricks or the deceits or the cons of the devil, you have to have on the whole armor of God. You see, Satan will tempt you. He tempts men by telling them, you can go get by with it. You can go ahead and do it. Nobody will know you did it. No one will ever see you. And then when you give in to him and then you sin, he'll turn around and use that against you. Then he'll turn around and say to you, oh, someone's going to find out about it. He'll have you running and telling lies to cover up what you've just done. That's how the con of the devil works. He will con you into doing something. He'll draw you to sin. And then after you commit it, he'll come back with another scheme to hold you down in sin. This is how the devil has wrecked the life of mankind today. How many know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
We've got family members that are out there. We've got loved ones that are living these kind of lives right now because the devil has convinced them that nobody will find out about your sin. But my Bible says, be sure your sins will find you out. My, my, my. Oh, saints of God, when I see all the destruction in our land, the hatred mankind has one for another, I don't know about you, but I've been reading many of the marquees and some of them on these churches, and they say on there, love your neighbor. I see a lot of those when you go around, love your neighbor. You got to tell people to love one another. Why? Because the devil has people out there right now. Neighbors are fighting against neighbors. Property lines, they're fighting over property lines. They're fighting over cars being placed in front of their driveway. They're fighting over various. The child's ball goes over the fence, and the neighbor on the other side doesn't like it. Instead of just picking it up and throwing it back over the fence. I said it was a child's ball, wasn't it? But that's the world in which we live right now. Oh, my, my, my. I know you and I know that there's a better way for mankind to live. Turn with me to John 8. See, the problem lies here. Many are serving the devil. And they are serving him faithfully. Oh, and when we used to serve him, we did too, saints of God. But now that we're no longer under the devil's rules, we ought to be serving God just as faithful as we serve the devil, but even better. We ought to be running every time the house doors are open to be in the house of God, to be under the Word of God, to hear it preached. Because I know when we lived in a time when we used to live out there in the world, and I believe many of you can attest to this, and you can say so yourself. I heard, brother, during our Bible study, and brother, I don't mean to pick on you, but I just remember how brother used to was sharing with us during our Bible study when he lived in the, out there in the world, and how he ran to go watch the games in various places, driving here, flying there. Oh, but I thank God, brother, he is faithful to being in the house of the Lord. Oh, he was faithful when he was serving the devil and out there in the world, but he is even more faithful to serving Almighty God. Amen. There is nothing you can ask our brother to do that he will say. He will go right ahead and do it. You don't have to beg him, as sister says, and plead with anyone. Brother will go ahead, and brother, you know I'm talking about you, Brother Maurice. And not only Brother Maurice, but we've got some beautiful brothers right here in this congregation, and they will help out. They will work. And they will continue to work for Almighty God. They come over, Brother Levester, Brother Robert, Brother Tony, Brother Byron, all the other, Brother Reggie, and Brother Man, when he was able, they'll come over here to the house of God, and they'll work in the house of God, making sure the house of God is warm, and the house of God is presentable for us to be able to come in. I thank God for that, saints of God. Because when we were out there in the world, remember, we ran for the devil. Oh, we were out there sometimes swinging all the way up 1, 2 o'clock in the morning and still got up and went to work the next morning and still were able to sit at a job and do a job. And we served the devil all night long. But then when it comes to God and say we got to stay a couple minutes longer in the house of God, oh, some get the moaning and groan. No, we ought to be glad to be in the house of the Lord. David said in the Psalms, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Praise our God. This is where we meet God. Oh, we can have him at home too, saints. Don't misunderstand what the Holy Spirit is saying. But we come into this house. We gather in his name to worship him with our brothers and sisters in Christ. And I thank God for that. Thank God for allowing us to be here. As we said, turn with me to John the 8th chapter and look at what the devil will do. Look at what Jesus says to us in the word of God. You see, because mankind does not know God, they're subject to the devil. He says there in verse 42 of John 8, Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me. You see, when somebody is running around and cursing and swearing and acting all ugly, you know, if God was their father, they wouldn't be doing that. He said, for I proceed forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. You see, when you say to me, well, Sister Renee, I'm having a hard time living this life. Oh, sister mentioned it earlier. You see, the Bible tells us the way of a transgressor is hard, not the way of a saint. When you come to God, you know God, and you will know him. You will love him, and God will be able to work with you. God can change you. Every saint of God that is sitting here today has been changed by the mighty hand of Almighty God. When we gave our lives over to God, God put a change in us. He did a work on us. Praise our God. Look at what he says there in verse 44. He said, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. That's why he never abode in the kingdom of God. He went on to say there, he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. See, the devil has never had any truth. He said, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Yes. My, yes. My, my. This is why mankind needs a renovated heart.
Amen.
All of us, when we were born into this world, came with the nature we inherited from Adam after the fall in the Garden of Eden. In fact, the Bible says in the 58th division of Psalms, verse 3, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. My. That is because of that sinful nature. You see, Adam's sin separated us from God. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 21 says these words, "For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all died, no one was born a saint. In Adam all died, the word of God says. Even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits afterwards, that they are Christ at his coming." The only way for us to have been redeemed back to God was through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is why he died on the cross for our sins. We are told these words in Acts, the fourth chapter, in verse 10. Turn with me there for a moment. It says, "Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole." Then he said, "This is the stone which was set at naught." You see, they didn't receive our Lord and Savior when he came. They didn't believe that he was who he said he was. They kept saying, "Oh, isn't this the carpenter's son?" Oh, but he was more than just the carpenter's son. He said, "They had set it not. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner." He said, "Neither is there salvation." Oh, praise be to God. "Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Praise God. And that name is Jesus. Praise our God. You see, his love is so great that it has the ability to flood our hearts and the ability to wash away all shame and guilt.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, his love brought us to our knees and had us humbly bow at his feet, confessing our sins to him and asking him to come into our lives. Praise God. He will only come into your life if you open up your heart to Almighty God. And when you open up your heart to Almighty God, our God will change you. How many have found that be so?
You
will not only know him of his love, but you will feel God's love also. Praise God. How many have experienced the love of Christ in their life? Oh, my. Saints of God, I'm afraid that many are misunderstanding what the grace of God is all about and what it means today. Yes, it is God's unmerited favor, meaning we did nothing to deserve it. But I think of one of the most common misunderstandings of the grace of God, and that is that God is cutting me some kind of slack. Oh, our God is not cutting you in kind of slack. Oh, our God doesn't believe in sin. Our God detests sin. And if sin is in your life, God is not cutting you any kind of slack. Grace is God letting us, and some think that grace is God letting them get away with things that they are doing, but not so. That's the furthest thing from the truth. The grace of God comes to us through Jesus Christ as a result of his sinless life and him bearing our sins on the cross. But that grace is more than just God's kindness and more than God's benevolence to you and I. Praise our God. The grace of God is dynamic in our lives. How many know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
The grace of God is in action for your good and mine. So when the Apostle Paul said in the Word of God in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am," he was speaking about the empowering of the Holy Spirit of God in his life. That that God in his grace supplied to each and every one of us now that we are the children of God. You see, God's grace is not dispensed so that we can continue on in sin. No, this is what Paul told the Romans. Brethren, in Romans, the 6th chapter, turn with me there for a moment. Praise be to Almighty God that his word was left on record. You see, our world today will have you to believe it's okay for mankind to sin. They will tell you no one can live free from sin. That is not what God expected. But I'm here to tell you that is false teaching. That is not according to the word of God. Look at what the word of God says in Romans 6 verse 1. It says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? If you say you're a child of God, that means you are dead to sin. You are dead to that old man that lived out in sin, and you are now a new creature in Christ Jesus. He goes on to say there, know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. That's saying to you and I, saints of God, when we fulfilled all righteousness, when we came to God and we were baptized, we were buried down into a watery grave and we were lifted up into a new man in Christ Jesus. Do you believe that this afternoon? Oh, when you went down and you told the world, I have died to sin to live for Jesus Christ now in my new life. I have risen with him. How many have risen with Jesus? If you tell me you've risen with Jesus, then you're telling me you are living a sin-free life in a sin-cursed world, because the Spirit of God can keep you from sinning and keep you from falling. If you say to me, Sister Renee, I can't live like that, I say to you, you have not met my Jesus.
Amen.
Praise our God, because Jesus died so that you might live life abundant in him and not live in sin. Praise our God. Praise our God.
Praise God.
You say you're buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified. Have you crucified that old man with him? That the body of sin might be destroyed. Have you destroyed that old life of sin? That henceforth we shall not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Praise our God. Praise our God. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Oh, I want to live with him. Oh, I want to have the right to the tree of life. Praise our God. He goes on to say there, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more. Death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Christ Jesus our Lord. Praise our God. Then he goes on to say, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you shall obey it in the lust thereof. Oh, look what he says, saints of God, in verse 13. You see, we got to have some self-control in our lives. He said, neither yield ye your members of as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. My, my, my. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Well, we know what sin is, saints. So therefore, sin should not have dominion over us. Sin is a known transgression of the law of God. You know it's wrong. And if you do it, you mean you override the command of Almighty God. And you go and say, well, I'm just going to sin anyway because I can't help it. You're overriding the command of God when you say that. Because God has already told us in the Word what sin is. And so therefore, if we know what sin is, then we need to stay away from those things that will cause us to sin. That will include if we have friends or family members that will cause us to do things that are wrong. We've got to stay away from them. We got to come out from among them and be separate. The Word of God says we got to allow ourselves to live for God so that we should can show someone else how to live for Almighty God. Praise our God.
Amen.
He said in verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. What then shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Praise our God. You see, this is why our hearts need to be renovated.
Amen.
By the transforming power of Jesus Christ. Not just an old heart transplant, but the transforming power of Christ Jesus. The psalmist in the 51st division of Psalms says these words. Turn with me there for a moment. When he cried out these words to Almighty God, he said there in verse 10, he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. He said, and take not the Holy Spirit from me. Oh, my, my, my. Our psalmist cried out to Almighty God. We knew what David's sin was. And when David came to Almighty God, he had to reckon with his sin. And he cried out to God. He wanted him to create in him a clean heart. Oh, how many know what David is talking about? He said, and renew a right spirit within me. He said, cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. You see, when our heart is clean, then we can experience the full presence of Almighty God in our lives. We oftentimes find ourselves asking ourselves the whys of life. I just the other day said to Brother Tony, I said, what is wrong with people? How can you feel it's okay to kill someone's loved one without being remorseful, not even blinking an eye? And the Word of God came to me. We read it earlier on. Because the heart, God said, is desperately wicked. The heart is what leads mankind astray. That is why it's so easy for good kids who come from good families and have everything that money can afford them to buy. They're influenced by negative peer pressure. Then they end up ruining their lives, dealing in drugs, crime. Then they end up in prison. Oh, saints, I know what I'm talking about. I used to work for the youth correctional facility, all full of young people who thought that they could go out and commit a crime. And now they're incarcerated. That's what the devil will have you to believe. I'm too young. But now they've got laws where they've got on the books now that you commit some of these crimes. If you're 14 years old, you can be charged as an adult. And you may be spending a long time incarcerated. There are some children that go from a youth prison right on into an adult prison. They will not be released for the rest of their life. What are you saying, Sister Renee? It doesn't have to be that way. Oh, brother read this one yesterday. Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, verse 1. It says, remember thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. God wants you to remember him now, while you are young, while you are able-bodied to get up and serve the Lord, and you're able to move around and do things for Almighty God. God doesn't want you to come to him with a wicked heart and all these things, and with all these things, dealing in drugs and various things that are going on in the life right now. But you are being taught the word of God to our young people. You're being taught how to live for the Lord. And you ought to be thinking about your eternity. Where will I spend eternity if this life is over? As we said at the onset, this is not just for old people, but it's for all who are able to believe. When you come to an age of accountability, you may say, Sister Renee, when is that age of accountability? When you know right from wrong, when you are able to believe, you are able to comprehend. You see, young people are committing crimes at early ages. So that means that they know right from wrong. There are some young people that are drug dealers at early ages, running drugs and doing various things at an early age. So how can I can't say it's at this age or that age, but when you become a young person, when you come to the time when you're able to discern between right and wrong, and you know that it's against Almighty God, then that is an age of accountability with Almighty God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. That's why we have to be careful, saints of God, to tell people to trust their heart. The heart, as we said, has not been given over to God. Jeremiah 17, verse 10 says, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. God is letting us know that every person is going to be judged according to the deeds of their heart. This judgment is not only the natural consequences of bad choices, but it also refers to the eternal consequences of continuing to follow the natural feelings of a sinful heart. You see, what a person has does not change what they are. You may have plenty of money, but that does not change the fact that you are still a sinner in need of a Savior this afternoon. Your money can buy you many things here in this world, but it cannot buy you eternal life in Christ Jesus. Oh, my. What are the eternal consequences? Jesus said in Mark, the 8th chapter, turn with me there for a moment. He said these words in Mark 8:36. He said, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Oh, my. To die spiritually because of sins, what a sad state to be in. Especially when you've heard the word of God. Especially when the word of God has been preached to you. You've been brought to the house of God and learned of God's way. But you still continue on in a sinful state. You will not only die physically, but you will suffer eternal punishment in a place called hell. Don't let anyone fool you. You can't live like the devil here on earth and die in your sins and go to heaven. That is a lie from the pit. Jesus said in John, the 8th chapter, turn with me there for a moment. He said these words, praise our God, starting in verse 21. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, you cannot come. He is saying that again to mankind today. If you are not running after Jesus, that means you are living in your sin. And Jesus said, I go my way and ye shall seek me and ye shall die in your sins. Whither I go, you cannot come. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself? See, they didn't understand truth. They were dull to the understanding of the things of God. He said, because he saith, whither I go, you cannot come. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you, Jesus made it plain. He said that ye shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Oh, what a sad end. Saints of God, this is why we've got to reach souls. This is why we've got to tell souls about Jesus Christ. Because we're living in a time right now, saints, where souls are being taught things that are wrong. We're seeing it. We're hearing about it. It's all around us. People are dying in sin. And at some of these high-profile funerals, they call them now, the ministry is placing them in the kingdom of heaven with God. Not so. The Bible says in Revelation, the 21st chapter, turn with me there for a moment. He says these words. He said, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part. I know we heard this on yesterday, but the Spirit had given it to me too. Oh, he just confirms the word of God. He said, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You see, this is an awful place a sinful heart will lead one to. How can we avoid going there? By coming to Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ died on the cross and he suffered the wrath of God. Listen to these words from Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. And look at what he says there, starting there in the word of God. And I know, saints of God, you and I know these scriptures quite well. But the Holy Spirit of God wants us to hear these words again. Look at verse 4 of Isaiah 53. He says, surely he has borne our griefs. And it's speaking of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. All those were the consequences of your and my sins. He went on to say, but he was wounded for our transgression. My. Yes. He was bruised for our iniquity, meaning he was crushed for your iniquity. He was crushed for my iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. You see, sin was a universal thing. Sin was universal. Why? Because Adam sinned, and when Adam sinned, all mankind were plunged into sin. All mankind inherited that nature of sin. But he said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. God laid everything on our Lord and Savior. He laid all of the iniquities of this old world because God loved us so much. He went on to say there, he was oppressed. He was afflicted. Oh, our Savior went through something, saints of God, yet he opened not his mouth. He was persecuted for you and I. He went on to say, he is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Our Savior did not open his mouth. Why? He had you. He had me on his mind. It said he was taken from prison and from judgment, and who declare shall declare his generation, for he was cut off of the land of the living. He goes on to say there, he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. Remember, they took him outside of the city. It goes on to say, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
Yeah.
Oh, it pleased God for his son to die for you and I, to bruise him so that we can be redeemed back to Almighty God.
Mm-hmm.
The prophet was telling us that the reason why Jesus Christ died on the cross and suffered the wrath of God was because he was doing it for you and he was doing it for me. He died the death that you and I should have died. He took the punishment that you and I deserve. He is the Savior now today that you and I need. How many know what I'm talking about? As John 3:17 says, for God sent not his son, and his son was and is Jesus Christ into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Praise our God. Yes, he loved us that much that it pleased him to bruise his son for you and I, that we might have life and have it more abundant in him. But in order for us to have this abundant life, we must choose to allow Jesus Christ into our hearts. Have you allowed him into your heart this afternoon? Have you allowed him to come in and to do a work on you? Yes, our hearts must be renovated, and Jesus Christ is the only one that can renovate our heart. He will recondition it. He will overhaul our heart. He will clean up our old heart, and he will give us a heart of flesh. Praise be to Almighty God. And from that, it will save us from death and eternal punishment in hell. Verse 16 of John 3 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, believing in Jesus Christ is a choice that you've got to make. If you want to have a heart of flesh and have the heart of Jesus Christ, you're going to have to come to Almighty God. And when you make that choice to come to Almighty God, look at what God promised in Ezekiel 36, verse 26. He said, a new heart also will I give you. Do you have that new heart this afternoon? And a new spirit. Do you have that new spirit? I'm talking about the spirit of Almighty God. He said, I will give you a new spirit. I will put it within you, and I will take away that stony heart. Praise be to Almighty God. He said, I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Praise God. Do you have that heart of flesh? Is Jesus living in you this afternoon? If not, do you want to receive Jesus into your life and into your heart so that he can give you a new heart? He can give you a new mind. He can give you a new soul and spirit. Oh, and then he can give you the assurance of eternal life in heaven with God Almighty. Praise our God. Oh, heaven's requirement is for you to repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and ask him to come into your heart and life. And yes, he will save you. And it doesn't take him all day to save you. He can save you right now. He can save you from your sins if you want to be. You see, this Christian walk that we have is by faith. It's by faith and belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn with me to our scripture reading. And it teaches us these words. In verse 30 of that scripture reading, he said, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Oh, are you loving him with all your heart this afternoon? He said, with all thy soul. and with all thy mind. Jesus didn't leave anything out.
Amen.
You know, we oftentimes sing that song, I put my whole heart in his service, and I do what he asks of me. I mean to live holy and blameless. A Christian indeed will I be. Oh, when we sing that song, are we singing the truth or are we singing a lie? You see, when we sing, we got to sing the truth to Almighty God. You got to put our whole heart into service for God. God doesn't want a half-hearted service from anyone. He went on to say, and with all thy strength, this is the first commandment. He went on to say, and the second is like, namely this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor. Your neighbor is whoever it is next to you at whatever time it is. He said, you love your neighbor as thyself. But look at what Jesus said there in the ending of verse 31. He said, there is none other commandment greater than these. My, my, my.
Amen.
You see, everyone that has come to God has had to have a heart transplant. Our hearts under the old man were stony. And they were hardened to the things of God. And we needed that old heart removed and replaced with a new one. Praise God. Mm-hmm. One that is governed by the things of God. One that loves the Lord our God. Our hearts are the eternal core of our being. And they are a precious part of you and I. It is only with our heart that we can genuinely love God, that we can genuinely love one another, that we can genuinely worship Almighty God. This is why our praise and our service will mean nothing to God if it doesn't come from our heart. During our week-long Bible study, we learned a lot about the heart. Oh, Brother Levester spoke to us about having a changed heart. He spoke to us about a heart that serves Almighty God. He spoke to us about a heart that loves the things of God. You see, the spiritual formation of our heart comes from God. You might say to me, Sister Renee, how can I change my heart? I'll say to you, you can't. But God must change your heart. But in order for him to do that, you must put yourself before him in such a way that God can change your heart. Oh, you must believe in the things of God. They must become the highest priority in your life. Not second nature, but those things must become first in your life. You're told in Matthew 6:33, we've quoted this scripture oftentimes, but seek ye first the kingdom of God in all his righteousness. You got to seek first Almighty God, and God will give you a changed heart. Mm-hmm. And when you have a changed heart, you will be a new creature in Christ Jesus. You will have new desires. You'll have new thoughts. Your actions will now be driven by a loving and gentle heart in Almighty God. You will have done a 180, not a 360.
Amen.
Meaning you are now in a new direction of life with a new heart. You see, if you say to me, Sister, I did a 360, then I say you're still in the same direction with the same old heart.
Amen.
As you started with. I know this is an old high school geometry term. But when you do a 180, that means you have changed. You're in a new direction. My, my, my. Praise our God.
Yes, Lord.
Just like Brother Maurice broke down for us on Wednesday night. If you want to serve God, you will make that change that is necessary. You will live the life that God has called us to live. You will know that God can and will rescue your mind, he said, from Satan's ways. Oh, that stuck with me. I thank the Lord for that. And then Brother Byrene and the lesson he was given. He said, God will give us new desires. And then we will be able to establish what is truth. Praise our God.
Amen.
Oh, I thank God for that. Because I was thinking about all the times when Brother, when he was talking to us, and God had given him the evidence of the presence of God in our lives. And that evidence of the presence of God is a regenerated man or woman of God. We have been changed. We have the new birth. Oh, we're not the old person that we used to be. We are now new in Christ Jesus. You see, this is what Jesus told Nicodemus in John, the third chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. You Bible students know the story well. I heard Brother mention this in our Sunday school review, Brother Levester. But look at what he said there to Nicodemus. You see, Nicodemus came to Jesus for some answers about religion. And what he received was answers about redemption. Amen. He said there in verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except, Jesus is saying, except, meaning unless a man is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And we know if you are of the flesh, it says the flesh cannot please God. He goes on to say, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Praise God. Jesus is saying to him, saying to mankind today, that without the new birth, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And heaven is the kingdom of God. It is a prepared place for a prepared people. Why do you say that, Sister Renee? Because Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. So it is a prepared place for a prepared people. You see, one of the most precious benefits of the new birth is the fact that we have received a new nature. Turn with me to 2 Peter. And look at what it says there in 2 Peter, the first chapter, starting with verse 1 of that scripture. He said, whereby, my, he said, are given unto us. You think about it, saints of God, this has been given to us. He said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. These are the promises of Almighty God, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. All these have been given to us. Why? Because he said that we might be, meaning this might is totally different, that it might happen or not. No, that we are partakers of the divine nature because we have escaped the corruption that is in the world through the lust. Then he went on, look at what he said. And besides this, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, my, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. And we know that charity is what? Love. He said, for if these things be in you, and only for those things to be in you, is if you have a clean heart with Jesus Christ. He said, if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then he went on to say, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. Wherefore the rather, brethren, look at what he says to you and I. He said, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. Praise our God. Thank the Lord for the word of God. You see, if there's a change, if there is no change in you, there is no Christ in you.
Amen.
You get saved, you receive God's nature, a nature from heaven. The new birth prepares you for a life in a new kingdom. And the only way for us to get into heaven is for us to first get heaven in us. All of us that profess to be saved, We should show evidence or proof that we are now saved. You might say, Sister Renee, I don't have to prove to anyone that I am saved. But the Bible criteria proof is our love for God and our love for one another. Jesus said, if you love me, he said, keep my commandments. And in John 13, verse 35, Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another. The proof to the world of our Christianity is our unwavering love for Almighty God, for his people in the things of God. Despite whatever circumstances that may be going on in our lives, saints of God, despite the trials, oh, sister is going through a trial right now with her furnace, but you still can see the love of God in her.
Amen.
Oh, we love God and we trust God. Yeah, because God's going to work it out. God is going to make things right. Almighty sister, but for sister to walk, if sister will walk around and being sad and upset about it, it still ain't going to change the fact that her furnace is out.
Amen.
Oh, but she still can show the love of God. Oh, saints of God, that's in everything.
Amen.
Oh, Sister Blake and I were talking about it downstairs this morning. You know, it's going to get a little rough here. It's already rough right now. But you think about it. With supply and demand being like it is right now, when you got all these ships and things sitting out there on the ocean, on the sea, there in California, they're not able to get in our product. We're coming into what is called the holiday season. And they think it was bad in the past where people were fighting when they had, they have all these Black Friday sales and they know they only have 5 televisions in there, but they got 500 people standing out at 2 o'clock in the morning to run in and they only have 5 televisions. If they only had 5 then, how many do you think they're going to have now when they're all sitting on the ship? Oh, it's going to get bad, saints of God. But you and I have still got to show the love of God.
Amen.
We've got to show that we've got God in our heart. We may not be able to get some things. Why? Because it may be still sitting on the dock because they don't have enough workers to bring it in. I'm not going in any direction. Don't misunderstand what the Holy Spirit is saying. But we are living in perilous times. And saints of God, we've got to get our minds wrapped around the things of God.
Amen.
And to know what the Bible says. These times are perilous in which we are living. And it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better, but we can still have the love of God reigning within us.
Amen.
Praise our God. Thank God for his word. You see, when we surrendered our lives to Jesus, we began to love others. And when we love others, we see their physical and emotional needs, but we also see their spiritual need. And that spiritual need is for them to come to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You see, our love for Christ Jesus constrains us to meet that need. Our Savior was the example. Turn to 1 John and look at it, what it says in the 3rd chapter of 1 John, verse 17. It says these words. It says, but whosoever has this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Oh, saints of God, we've got to have the love of God. Our world has got to see different in you and I. Our world has got to see that we live for Almighty God.
Amen.
I ask you in your leisure to read the entire book of John, the 6th chapter, about how Jesus saw the people. He had compassion for them and how he fed the 5,000. You see, saints of God, now that we are saved, yes, our fruit will show. Turn with me to Galatians, the 5th chapter. And look at what it says in the Word of God. I know we've read this over many times. But look at what it says there in the Word of God. To you and I today, we've got to have the fruit of the Spirit. Not fruits, but fruit. We've got to have all of it. That's why we have to have a heart change. He says there, starting with verse 13, for brethren, and we know he's speaking to the brethren here. Ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion, to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. See, if you love our neighbor as ourselves, we don't have to run around and look at marquees and say, love your neighbor. He goes on to say here in verse 13, I think I've lost my place here. Where was I?
You read 14.
He says in verse 15, but if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. He said, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. He said, but if ye be led of the Spirit, thanks to God, we are led of the Spirit this afternoon. Ye are not under the law. Now the works, listen to the works of the flesh, are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresy, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. You know, saints, sometimes people will say, oh, I didn't see what I'm doing in there. But Paul said, and such like,
amen,
of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things, oh, he let us know. He said, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. Don't think you can live like the devil and inherit the kingdom of God. That's what Paul is letting us know here. Because those works of the flesh, if you have them, you are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. He said, he went on to say in verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, Paul said, there is no law. My, my, my. He said, and that they, or Christ, have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, come on, saints, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Oh, envy and provoking one another has no place in the kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen.
This is why it is in the heart where real change has to be made. You see, God expects us to change. It amazes me when I speak to souls that claim to be saved, and many of them do not realize that they must live holy lives now that they say that they are saved, now that they say that they are children of God. You hear them ask the question. I heard brother bring this up, and I knew it was in the message. They'll oftentimes say to you, what church do you go to? You see, saints, to me, that's the first indicator that many of them do not know Jesus. Turn with me to Luke 17. Look at what it says in the Word of God. You see, if they tell you that they can't live holy, they can't live righteous, then they say to you, what church do you go to? Oh, you must go to a holiness church. But look at what Jesus said in Luke 17, verse 20. He said, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. If you say you are the church of God, the kingdom of God is within you. You see, many are hooked on name recognition. Oh, what denomination are you? Well, we are not the first, second, or third, but the church of God.
Amen.
We are not just another church among churches. We are not denominational or undenominational, nor interdenominational.
Amen.
We do not associate with any kind of earthly headquarters. because we have none. We do not take members into the body of Christ. No, they are born into the family of God.
Amen.
We are, according to 1 Timothy 3:15, the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
Amen.
We belong to the church of God, which we are told in Acts 20:28, which has been purchased with his own blood. And we believe in living in full obedience to God's word and his spirit. Praise our God.
Amen.
We're not urging anyone to believe what we believe simply because we teach it, but because the word of God teaches it. And the word of God says it is true.
Amen.
Oh, this is how it is possible for us to live holy and righteous in a sin-cursed world. Turn with me to Hebrews, the 12th chapter. And look at what it says in the word of God, starting with verse 14 of that scripture. It says, follow peace with all men and holiness without, which no man shall see the Lord. So when someone says to you, are you a holiness church? Then I'm holy in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
He said, look in diligence, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby may be defiled. Oh, saints of God, our world will come up and they'll try to tag you with a label. They'll try to tag you with something. And they'll try to make excuse because you live the way you live. But I thank God I live the way I live. I thank God I can say as Paul said in the word of God, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Praise
our God. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. We don't have to be ashamed of how we live, but we can live our lives according to the word of God. Oh, I believe this is what God wants us to be able to say when we go out into the world. I believe God wants us to live so, saints of God. Yes, the world is going to ask us, where do you worship? Where do you go to church? And we can tell them, I am the church of God.
Amen.
I worship with the family of God at 116 South Wayne Avenue. Oh, and we believe in righteous living. We believe in living according to the word of God.
Amen.
Holy lives in this present world. Oh, thank God for his word. Thank God for leaving it on record. You see, as believers, God expects us to live holy lives unto him. When the believer says that they live in sin, it affects others. You can read about it in the word of God. You see, saints of God, we are one body of Christ. We are workers together in Christ Jesus. When we're out on the parking lot having service, that's one church. That sister said, when she looked around, this is one family of God, one house of God. And when we preach the word of God, we all speak the same thing.
Amen.
He said, how can two walk together unless they agree? We speak the same thing. I say to you, if you say to me, well, Sister Renee, I don't understand what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. I ask you in your leisure to read Joshua, the 7th chapter. Oh, when there's sin in the camp, it affects everyone, not just the one that is sinning. And also you read about David. I ask you to read 2 Samuel, the 11th chapter and the 12th chapter, how David's sin affected his entire family for years. And God sent the prophet Nathan to tell him about it. This is why our country right now is in the mess it is in right now. We're so messed up today. Because people don't believe what the word of God says about sin. People come around and they'll say, oh, it's okay, I can sin. No, we are a family of God.
Amen.
And if one sin, we're going to plummet all the blessings that God is bringing upon the family of God. It will affect each and every one of us. And when you read the word of God, when you read Joshua 7, you'll see how it affected all of them. You'll see how it affected all the people of God. Let's turn there for a moment. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord will have us
Amen.
To turn there.
Amen.
Let us look for a moment. Saints of God, hang in there with me just a little longer. And look at what the Spirit of the Lord is trying to say to us. You think about when Joshua and them, they were going there. And we know the Word of God tells us that when Joshua was turned over to lead the children of Israel, oh, Joshua was there. And Moses let him know. And God let him know that as he was with Moses, that God was going to be with him. and that he will not fail him, and he would not forsake him, that he would be with Joshua. And so Joshua was to lead the children of God. And so the children of God came up on for Achan, when came up to an army, and that they were there to fight this army, the army of Ai, there in Jericho. Oh, but there was sin in the camp. You see, it was not a big army, and Joshua knew it. And Joshua went up, and he said to the people, he said, let us go up. He said, about 2,000 or 3,000 men, go up and let us smite the army of Ai. They went up there to do that. But, oh, Joshua didn't know what was going on in the camp. And when they went up there, the people of Ai smote them. They were about 36 men, and they chased them from before the gate, the word of God says. But then Joshua didn't know what he was remembering, what God had said to him, that as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. Oh, but there was sin in the camp. And when Joshua fell down before Almighty God, and Joshua began to cry out to Almighty God, he says there in verse 7, of Joshua 7. He said, and Joshua said, at last, O Lord God, wherewith hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us? Would to God we had been content. Oh, see, Joshua now, he started going back. He was thinking just like the children of Israel. He got a little discouraged. Oh, saints of God, that can happen to you and I today, but let us be steadfast and know when we're going through something that God is going through it with us. He said, I'll go through it with you. I'll be there in the water. I'll be there in the fire. Our God is with us when we're going through something. He went on to say there in the word of God, he said, would to God. Let me go back just a little bit so I can get that connection again. He said, at last, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan? He said, to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us. Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side, Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies, for the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land? He said, shall hear of it and shall environ us round and cut off our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name? And the Lord said unto Joshua, he said, get thee up. Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? God went to him. God told him to get up. Yes. He said, Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and disassembled. Also, they have put it among their own stuff. Not only did they steal it, and not only did they take it, but they put it and hid it amongst their own stuff. Then he went on to say there, therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies. You see, when there's sin in the camp, we can't stand before our enemy, and our enemy is the devil. Saints of God, if there's sin in the camp, we can't call on Almighty God. Why? Because sin separates between us and Almighty God, and it hides his face from us. But oh, look at what the word of God says. He says there, because they were accursed, neither will I be with you anymore, except you destroy the accursed thing from among you. Oh, God was not going to be with them if they still had those things that God told them to destroy. He said, up, sanctify the people and say, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of thee. O Israel, thou canst not stand before thy enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. Then the word of God said in the morning, therefore ye shall be brought according to your tribes, And it shall be that the tribe which the Lord taketh shall come according to the families thereof, and the family which the Lord shall take shall come by household. See, God wanted the whole household to come. He said, in the household which the Lord shall take shall come man by man. And it shall be that he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire, and he and all that he has, because he has transgressed the government, the covenant of the Lord, and because he has wrought folly in Israel. So Joshua rose up early in the morning. See, he didn't lay around all day long.
Amen.
He got up early in the morning to take care of what God told him to do. And he brought Israel by their tribes. And the tribe of Judah was taken. And it goes on to tell about what they did there. Oh, but then when he got there to Achan, verse 20, verse 19, and Joshua said unto Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord, God of Israel, and make confession unto him and tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me. My. And Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord, God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonian garment and 200 shekels of silver, oh, thanks to God, that's the way it is today.
Yeah.
People see silver and gold and they just go running for it. They lose all sense of everything. He said, shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight. Then I coveted them and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran unto the tent, and behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent and brought them unto Joshua, unto all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zarah, and the silver and the gold, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen. He took everything, and his asses, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them unto the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto his day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger, wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. Oh, saints of God, I'm reminded of the word of God where it says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Be careful. We're living in a time right now where sin is running rampant in our land. And good people who claim to be children of God are getting mixed up in it. And they're trying to cover it up. You can't cover up sin.
Amen.
God will expose it on every hand. You may be able to cover up for a little bit with the saints. But all, when we look around and we see God is not blessing, then we'll know that someone is not living right.
Amen.
God has a way of showing us, saints of God. We don't want to be, as Jesus said in the word of God in Matthew 15, verse 8, we don't want to be people, as it was also prophesied in Isaiah 29:13. But we don't want to be people that draw nigh unto him with our mouth and honor him with our lips, but our heart be far from him. You see, we're living in a time right now where that's happening right now. We're living in a political time right now because it's election time again. And you get tired of hearing all those things, all those advertisements. There's a lot of politicians talking about Christian belief, yet you don't see it in their characters. Many of them have been caught in lies, cheating, whether you're Democrat, Republican, independent, whatever you are, stealing from the American people. Oftentimes people look at what we call a lesser sin and say, well, that candidate believes in this or that. However, as it was said on yesterday, God does not put degrees on sin.
Amen.
Sin is sin in the eyes of God. If you die in your sin, Jesus said in the word of God, where he is, you cannot come. We live in a time where mankind thinks it's okay to sin because we have so many man-made churches right now. They're not spiritual. They haven't been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. And Jesus Christ is not the chief cornerstone. Because when Jesus is the chief cornerstone and you're built upon a solid foundation, you're going to live according to the word of God. You're going to do as what the word of God has said. You know, that solid foundation is truth. That solid foundation is righteousness in Almighty God. Amen. Turn with me for a moment. We're coming to a close, thanks of God. We're coming to a close. We thank God for his word.
Amen.
But look at what Jesus said. We're built upon a solid foundation of truth and righteousness. This is what Jesus said to the disciples. When he was asking them, he asked them the question in verse 13 of Matthew 16. He said, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, and some Elias, and other Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, he didn't say upon Peter. You see, rock is not capitalized there. He didn't say upon Peter. He was talking about upon the solid truth of my eternal word. Mm-hmm. You see, our biblical teaching is upon a solid foundation. It's not on a weak foundation, but a solid foundation in Jesus Christ. He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Oh, saints of God, without sound biblical teaching, people are not able to pursue the things of Almighty God. You can't live a holy life in Christ Jesus. The only way you can live a holy life in Christ Jesus is through the power of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. How many know what I'm talking about? All people around will see that we've been with Jesus. How will they see? Because we will be living righteous lives. We'll go into place in the marketplace, and people will look at us, and they'll say, you're different than what some of the other ones that come in here and say that they are saved. They'll say, you're different from some of the others that come in and say, I go down to so-and-so's church, or I belong to this one's church, I belong to that one's church. Well, I belong to the family of God.
Amen.
Praise our God. I belong to the church of God. A city set on a hill that cannot be hid. Praise our God. That's how we respond to our world. We put our faith in Almighty God. Our confidence is in him. That's how we can live this way. As we connect with God, as we connect with the Holy Spirit of God living and dwelling in us, we can live a righteous life, abundant life in Jesus Christ. And then when we read 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, and it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We know that we are new creatures. Our old way of life is replaced with a new way of living. A change has taken place. We are a brand new people in Christ Jesus, which means that our old way of thinking has changed. Our old behavior of living has changed.
Yes.
Everything has made a change in you and I. Praise
thank
our God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise our God. In 1 John 2, verse 6, we are told these words. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. Our goal now that we are children of God is to walk the same way that Jesus Christ walked, is to do what Jesus Christ did and how Jesus Christ lived his life. You know, in our Sunday school lesson this morning, it spoke about King Saul. It spoke about how the Spirit came upon him. And I ask you to go back and read in your leisure 1 Samuel again, the 10th chapter. You know the story quite well. And it was talking about how the priest Samuel was there to anoint Saul. And as Saul was being made the king, it said it was so that when they turned, that the Spirit came upon him. But the Spirit made a change in Saul. Saul wasn't the same person that he used to be.
That's right.
Because the people said, what is this? Saints of God, when you and I are out there in the world, is the world saying to us, those that used to know us before, are they looking at us and saying, what is this? Can they see the change? Can they see the power that has changed your life from what you used to be to where you are today? If not, then you need to cry out as the psalmist said in that 51st division of Psalms, verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And God will do if you ask Almighty God.
Amen.
In closing, let us turn back to Matthew 12. Jesus, in our scripture reading, he said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. I'm reading in verse 30. With all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. You see, when we have a changed heart and we've come to God, we allow God to change us. You see, in the natural sense, when the doctor tells us that you have cholesterol buildup in your artery and it can cause you to have a heart attack, you take care of that by doing something, right?
Yeah.
You either take some medicine the doctor prescribes, or you start eating a little differently and start doing some exercise and various things. Likewise with sin. Dr. Jesus has said that sin is clogging up your spiritual heart. So you need to get rid of it. You see, as we said, sin separates us from God. And if sin is reigning in your heart and in your life, then you are separated from Almighty God. But Jesus said in the Word, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. God bless you is my prayer.
Praise
Amen.
God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Thank God for his word. Amen. Thank God for his complete word. Amen. A renovated heart and mind. And as Pastor preached, you know, a renovation plot is a change. It's not the same old broken down house. Not the same old ramshackle place. Amen. So it is spiritually. We can't be the same. Pastor said, she said, if there's no change in you, there is no Christ in you. There has to be a change.
Yes.
We have to be a new creature in heart and mind. Mm-hmm. And if our heart and mind are changed, then our life is changed.
Amen.
And that will be reflected on the outside.
Amen.
It's different now.
Praise God.
It's different now than it used to be when we belong
Amen.
To the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Pastor Jenkins said, don't start fast and end lost. Don't do that.
Amen.
That's where the torment will be, to know that someone once had the Lord, had been justified, had been saved, had been cleansed, and then to go back, to lose that one had. Amen. We have to have a renovated heart and mind. Amen. Shall we stand? Thank God for the word today. Thank God. Reconditioned, overhauled, changed, made meet for the master's use. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for his word. Number 358 in the evening light. Shall we turn to number 358 in the evening light? Thank God for his word. Just as I am. Amen. Just as I am. 358.
Just as I am.
The song says, just as I am. But the words of the song say, I'm coming as I am, but I'm not going to stay the way that I am.
Amen.
It says, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. See, what's this song is saying is, I'm coming, Lord, because I need something. Lord, your blood was shed for me, and Lord, you bid me to come so that I don't have to stay the way I am.
Amen.
That second verse said, just as I am and waiting not, I'm not going to wait. Why? To rid my soul of one dark blot. Lord, because the blood of Jesus is able to rid us of the sin that stains our very souls. It says, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. I don't want to stay the way I am.
Amen.
I want to be cleansed
Amen.
From every spot of sin.
Amen.
And because I believe, we have to come believing that the blood of Jesus Christ has the power to cleanse us from all sin.
My.
So in this song, the people are, because there's some people, when I say people, I'm some doctrines,
mm-hmm.
that say, well, just come the way you are. But you cannot stay, if you're coming to God, you cannot stay that way.
Amen.
The Lord is not accepting.
Amen.
The Lord is not accepting that you, that once he cleansed you, you're going to stay unchanged.
My.
Pastor Jenkins said, if there is no change in you, there is no Christ in you.
Amen.
Amen. That was in the word that was preached today.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to come believing that he's able to cleanse us, our heart and our mind. The song poet says that. It says, yea, all I need in thee I find. When there's a cleansing that's needed, a change that is needed, it can be found in the Lord Jesus Christ, but not by staying as you are. Because if your intention is to stay the way you are, then you need not come to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to, in Christ, we are a new creature.
Amen.
Amen. Is there one who will come to receive this change that Jesus is able to bring about? Amen. That Jesus wants to bring about. That God will grant if you will come. Amen. But you have to come. And there are those who say, well, you know, I'm trying to get my life together. And that's what this song is addressing. Some are saying, well, I'll come to the Lord once I get my life organized. Once I get things straightened out and organized, then I'll come to the Lord. You can't straighten out or organize anything.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Nothing.
Amen.
Nothing. You are not in control of your life. You cannot straighten out anything and make yourself fit to come to God. You have to come to God unfit.
That's right.
And allow God to fit you.
That's right.
Amen. Praise God. Won't you come?
Amen.
Won't you come to Jesus?
Amen.
He is calling.
Amen.
Come without delay.
Amen.
Come as you are, knowing that if you are sincere and earnest in heart, that the Lord is going to change you.
Amen.
And you have to want that change that's going to be
Amen.
Brought about, because you realize that if you stay the way you are, you're going to die in your sin. And if you die in your sins, as Jesus said, where I am, you cannot come. Praise God. Won't you come? Won't you come? We'll sing the remainder of the song.
Just as I am, thou wilt receive,
have come and are glad they did. Amen. Praise God. We bear witness to God's saving power. We bear witness to God's saving and keeping grace. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He has power to renovate a heart. Amen. To make it new. Praise our God. We're so thankful for the word of God. Amen, 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 amen. Is there one who would desire prayer? Amen. Let's say, just remember me. Amen, amen. Praise our God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Praise God. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because, Lord, you have power. Lord, there's power in the blood of Jesus to save a soul today, wash every sin away. There's power in the blood of Jesus, Lord, to keep us from sin and Satan. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all that you have done. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word and how it has spoken to our hearts, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to stand on your word, dear Father.
Amen.
Help us, Lord, to stand true and to stand strong, dear God, knowing, dear Father, Lord, that it has power to deliver and has delivered, dear God.
Yes.
And, Lord, that you're able to keep us, dear God, until the day of judgment. Dear God, we thank you, Lord, for what our hearts have heard today. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for each upraised hand, dear Father, who said, remember me in prayer today, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for our young people, dear Father. Lord, we saw, Lord, a hand of Haley go up, dear God. Lord, saying, remember me in prayer, Lord, and we will remember her in prayer. We thank you, Lord, for her honest heart, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all of us, Lord, who want to stand on your word, dear God. Lord, knowing, dear Father, even as Sister Jenkins said, we don't want to start fast and end lost. Father, we know, dear God, that you're able to keep us, dear Father. Your grace is sufficient, dear God. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to obey your word. Help us, Lord, to just give heed to your word. We pray, dear God, that your spirit would continue, Lord, to preach your word to us, dear God. Lord, as we go through this life, dear Father, Lord, we don't want, Lord, to be lost. We don't want to lose out. Lord, we don't want to neglect so great a salvation. So we thank you, Lord, for your word today. We pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, our messenger. We pray, Lord, your blessings upon Pastor Jenkins. And we thank you, Lord, Father, for giving her the word that we have heard today. We pray, Lord, you would continue, Lord, to bless her, dear God, even as she labors on for thee, dear God. Lord, for the good of our souls, dear Father. And pray, Lord, that you would just encourage her heart, Lord, in thee. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would encourage us, Lord, to obey, Lord, the preaching of your word, dear God. Lord, knowing, dear God, that your word says that saints are easy to be entreated, dear Father. Lord, help us, Lord, to always have a tender heart ready to hear and receive and obey your word, dear God, knowing, dear God, that there are others, dear God, who may see our lives and our conduct, dear God. And, Lord, we don't want to be a stumbling block to anyone. And, Lord, we don't want to bring a reproach on the word of God or the church of God in any way. So help us, Lord, to be your children indeed, as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray, dear God, that your spirit would continue to speak to the hearts, Lord, of those who heard this message and are not yet saved. Father, we pray, dear God, that your mercy would be extended unto them, dear God. Lord, that they would come to know you, dear God, in the free pardon of their sins, that they would come to know, Lord, that you are our only hope in this world, dear God, and in the world that is to come. Thank you, Lord, once again for your word, and help us, Lord, to walk worthy, dear God, of this great salvation. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. May be seated. Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves regarding the word of God? Been the message, it has gone forth. Pray, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank God.
Amen. Thank God.
There's so much there. And if we go back over the verses, the message, the scriptures that were given, the reading that was given to us, there's still much feeding we can do on this message, that beautiful message that has been preached today. We just thank God. Thank God. Thank God for his goodness and for his messenger. Amen. Yes, yeah, Sister Holmes.
Bringing it out, and I thank the Lord for making the change in my life.
Amen.
A long time ago, and it's kept me this long.
Amen. 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 God bless you, Sister Holmes. Amen. So Sister, she says, I'm thankful for the change that the Lord has made in her life. Amen. Praise God. Just a few announcements. And we, again, we're thankful to that our children are here. We missed you.
Amen.
We want you to know that. We love you and we missed you. And we pray for you. We call you name by name. We call your individual names to let you know. And so we want you to know that. We know that. We want you to know that, Olivia, we missed you. We're glad to see you today. Grant, we miss you, and we're so glad to see you today. London, we missed you, and we're glad to see you today. Matthew, we missed you. We're so glad to see you today. And Haley, we saw you in Sunday school, but we missed, and we saw you yesterday, even for the food pantry. But and we were glad to see you then, and we're glad to see you again today. Amen. Always, always glad to see you. Amen. And Jasmine, yes. And some of those Sundays when the Jenkins children were here, Jasmine was here, and we were glad to see her today. And we were glad to see her on the other days as well. We're just glad, just happy to see our young people.
Amen.
We want you to know that you are a very important part of us, and we love you.
Amen.
Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. And isn't that the way that we want to go? Don't we want to go the good and the right way? Amen. The canister is always available for contributions toward the November turkey giveaway to the community. The date for the turkey giveaway is Saturday, November 13th, beginning at 9 a.m. Now, we are going to pack the bags for the canned goods, et cetera. We're going to pack those bags on Tuesday, November the 9th, starting at 10 a.m. All right. So anyone who wants to work and help in packing those bags, it will be Tuesday, November the 9th at 10 a.m. here at the church. Amen. Ordinance services will be observed next Sunday following morning service. That will be Sunday, October the 31st. So ordinance services will be observed next Sunday following morning service. Prayer meeting and Bible study will be held on Wednesday, beginning at 7 p.m. by phone. But please remember to let your phone rest for a little while. Turn it off during the day, for maybe an hour before service, and then turn it back on. And we thank God that the reception, it was very good on last Wednesday. We thank God for that because we don't want to miss hearing anything that is brought on Wednesday night from the Word of God or for the testimonies from the saints. So 7 p.m. on Wednesday night by phone. Happy birthday blessings to Brother Maurice Blake, October the 28th. Thank God. Amen. And I want to just say to the congregation, I thank God for his blessings to me for my birthday on last Friday. And I'm thankful for it. I received a big edible arrangements fruit basket. I also received a flower arrangement. I got cards, and some of the cards had contents inside. I thank God. Thank God for the love of the saints. And the edible arrangement is so just a big, big fruit basket, fruit on sticks, and just all kinds of things. And I looked at it, and I told Brother Maurice, I said, ooh, there's so much fruit here. I said, you're going to have to help me. Well, he was happy. happy to do just that. And so we just thank God. It's wonderful and nutritious and good, and just thank the Lord. And you know, it may not last as long as I thought it was going to last, but thank God. I thank the congregation for that beautiful, beautiful gift and the beautiful prayers and what the card said, and just I just thank God for each of you, and just nothing like the saints of God, nothing like the church of God. Yeah, and the cupcakes too. Amen. There are four cupcakes. I've taken care of one of them. I'd been walking and watching what I eat, and I'd lost some weight and so on. I saw that. I said, the cupcakes. Here's the sister Regina. And I said to Maurice, I said, well, you know, it's my birthday. I'm going to eat a cup. He said, you have to have cake on your birthday. So I thank God for all of the love shown to me on my birthday. Amen. And Brother Maurice, his birthday will be this coming, Lord's will, this coming Thursday, October 28th. And just every time I look at that, our Sister Lillian and our father's birthday was on October 28th as well. And so it's kind of a reminder of that. So I just thank God for both of them. Amen. We thank God for blessing Sister Millicent in driving, bus driver for today. And God for keeping her safe. And ask you to lift up Brother Pierre Johnson in prayer. He is scheduled to drive on next Lord's Day. So remember him and lift him up in prayer this week. Our thought for today, I am daily writing the record by which I will be judged. Amen. So true. So thank God. Thank God. And we remember that will, the Spirit is able to direct us in our actions, our thoughts, our tongue, our attitudes. Everything that we do. Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves before we dismiss? Or any other announcements? Lord bless. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Amen. Amen. Sister Holmes said the message was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Amen. 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 Shall we stand? And thank God even for the songs of Zion. Thank God for Sister Millicent and for the choir. Just thank God. Amen. 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 Thank the Lord. Sister Millicent, would you dismiss us in prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, we come once again with thanksgiving in our hearts. Say thank you, dear God. We thank you for the message that we spoke this morning. Father, help us to eat upon it, dear Father. For God, keep our souls right and free.
Yes.
Time is truly winding up, dear God. You see day by day things that are happening. That you say in your word, dear Father, what happens. So, Father, we ask that you help us stay before thee, dear Father. Those that know thee not, dear Father, help them teach you, they will ask you to heart, too, and ask you to make, mend their hearts, dear Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Try that heart, dear God, that it can be of a clay that you can work with, dear Heavenly Father, that soft heart, dear Father, to hear your word, and want to be a child of thee, dear Heavenly Father. Time is truly winding up. Lord God, there are graves for children as well as adults, dear Father.
Yes.
There are so many deaths. So many of our children, dear Father. Lord God, the games that are out here, this is killing touching one another, oh God, like drinking water. Father, it is so sad that Father just sees how your son and his one. Two or three more have been shot and killed.
My Lord.
We're asking in the name of Jesus that you help our children.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Lord, that they seek you before they will not seek you. Father, we ask that you go with us as we travel home over the slipping roadways. Father, we ask that you are blessed, be with your servants who stand and lead us. Guide us and protect us until we meet again, dear Father. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Lord and I say, remember the request that came forth this morning. Someone may have had one that they didn't mention.
Dear God. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Just a moment. Yes. Okay. All righty. Thank you, God.